Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion on Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, absolutely. Let's take some calls. Sawubona dumela.
Sawubona Pastor.
Yebo, ke.
Njani Pastor?
Siyaphila ninjani kodwa?
Yebo, uNkosi hle, ngizobonga nje umusa kaNkulunkulu ongitshakile from unyaka kuqala kuzekufikeleisikhathi phastareni. Okuningi nje bengakubala ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, kusho ukuthi bengifundisa abantwana, manje sengisekhaya ngibuyile se-Orange Farm phastareni. Then lokho ngilalela kancane, but abantwana bebanga phastareni. So ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe, ngingadlula ku-accident. Itreni ifuna ukungishayisa khona ngapha eSowethu phastareni. Bengayiboni omunye ubaba wathi nayitreni, bengayiboni ukuthi ngiyakrosa athi nayitreni. Yathi ngiyawubonga umusa kaNkulunkulu, ngahamba ekuseni ngangenkonzweni, ngihamba ekuseni loko ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu, ngiphakamisa izandla ngithi baba ngiyawubonga umusa wakho, ngiyawubonga umusa wakho. So uNkulunkulu wena Pastor Ray uyasazi thina bantwana bakhe, masiphume emakhaya siye sikhuleke sithi Nkosi phuma nami, hamba nami phambili, siprotect kokonke. Pastor Ray ngelizwi lana kumahubo 31 verse 19 uthi yeka ubukhulu bomusa wakho obagodlele wona abakwesabayo, owenzele bona ababalekela kuwe phambi kwabantwana babantu. Nkulunkulu nomusa kuwo wonke umuntu Pastorey, akakhethi futhi masingaziphakamishi noma ngabe kukhona esiphumelela kukho ukuthi sikwenze. Umusa kaNkulunkulu thina ngokwethu asinalutho, asinamandla, konke kuvela kuNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga Pastorey dala ngagcina ukukhuluma ngendaba yabantwana. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uMamkosi.
Mankosi, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The very aspect of the mercy of the Father. What this is even all about to you. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Find your faith on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Nomthandazo.
Hello, Pastor Ray. It's me, Tunisani. Thank you again to be part of the show. I'm very grateful, sir. All right. You know, talking about mercy, Pastor Ray, I, for one, would like to thank God a lot about his mercies that I see and saw and I'm still seeing in my life. Indeed, God is merciful, Pastor Ray. I really wonder if it wasn't for God's mercy, how life would have been, really. Even as I speak now, I count that as the mercies of God, because as a person in the life that God gave us in Christ, the life of righteousness and holiness and keeping the statutes and all that, I failed dismally. I didn't keep the statutes of God to a point that actually at first I was caught up in two things. At first I used to be quite blaming other people. Up until that season passed, and then now I started to realize my own sins, and I realized I am a very terrible person. It is only Christ who lives in me, and I think there is no kind of sin that I've never done in my life, including getting involved in fatal fights, almost fatal, and God saved me. And that really broke me down to a point that I felt so much unworthy, so weightless. For a long time I had given up church. I still don't feel that I can really go to church. I don't feel that I deserve any of God's blessings. I'm still struggling with that even now. But I always feel the mercies of God working in my spirit. Pastor Ray. Because each time I want to give up, the Holy Spirit inside of me gives me a word. I often find myself talking like a pastor or like a man of God, when in actual fact, I'm actually struggling. I struggle with alcoholism. I struggle with poverty. I struggle with broken relationships, rejections. I struggle with fighting. I struggle with all this. I'm saying it now. This is what is going on with me now. I'm struggling with sometimes homelessness, messing up of all kinds, and this is a pity. Yet there exists this giant inside of me. I think it's Jesus who's always giving me courage. I speak, I read sometimes, most of the time the Bible, which is what keeps me going. That is all the message of God. So I see these two dynamics going on in my life. There's this completely out of the game person, yet there is this hope. This giant that looks like he's untouched. And that's when I'm realizing, okay, that's the mercy of God. That is Christ in me. But the me in Christ has really blew it. Really in every area of my life. And therefore, I would like to thank God today. Now that this is the topic today, I am really humbling myself before God and before the saints, saying I'm sorry for other people in whom I've offended, and to say I'm sorry to God, and most of all I'm grateful. Thank you very much, Pastor, for the show. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We're talking about the mercy of the Father right up to 6:30. All the way from 5 o'clock up to 6:30, we're touching on that. So, Bona Dumela, hi.
You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
All right. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. We are talking about the very fact of the mercy of the Father. Now, the mercy of the Father forgives sin. According to Micah, let me bring this to you. Jabu, in Micah chapter 7 verse 8 says, who is the Elohim like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. This mercy is the delight of the Father that makes him to pardon our iniquities and to pass over. And I'm using that word intentionally so that we can understand what it should mean. To pass over our transgression. Jabu, what comes to mind? Yes, Jabu. Usese kona, Jabu. All right. Sipo ukona. All right. Mfundi smarta. All right. Bonke. Aveko. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And talk to us directly there. We are talking about the mercies of the Father, what these are even all about. And of course, you can also tell us as to the implications of the mercies of the Father upon your life, your lived experiences. You know, it's good to talk about that, your lived experiences, how you had gone on to actually experience the mercies of the Father upon your life. These phones have started, but I will make a plan. Don't worry, I will make a plan. Your lived experiences, that is what we also are looking forward to. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Now, like I said, when we talk about the mercies of the Father, this is what delights him. It makes him happy, in other words. It makes him happy to such an extent that he overlooks. Jabu, welcome. I was reading.
Yes, thank you very much.
I was reading in Micah chapter 7, verse 18. It says, "Who is Yahuwah like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, but he delights in mercy." We see that mercy is his delight, but we also see the miracle of the Passover there. He passes over the transgression, and then he also pardons. We see the miracle of pardon there. He pardons the transgression. This is the mercy of forgiveness. What say you finally, Jabu?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bumfuit.
No, thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, a very powerful point about the Father's mercy. I'm not sure if you can hear me, my friend.
I am hearing you quite well. I can hear you, Jabu. Kubeka.
Hello.
How? Hey, my daughter. Mina ngiyamuzwa, Jabu. Jabu, siyakuzwa sonke. Siyakuzwa thina. All right, it looks like Kuchablana Gasizwa. Let's do this again. And you can send us your WhatsApps. Let me see also Given Mweketi. There says, good evening, my lovely pastors. Talking about the mercy of God that is known many times in my life. Car accidents, gunshots by robbers 3 meters away from me with one shot miss and the other touches the flesh of my shoulder. I've been ill for 2.5 years after being attacked by bats. My head was burning as I literally became deaf and eyes growing deep and constantly aching. But God being the Lord, this is all gone without getting help from anywhere else but prayers. There is a lot to mention. What is important are scars that remain to remind us of his mercy. Stay blessed, Baruti Bami. That is Given Moketi. Right, let's see if Jabu uyasizwa na manje. Jabu, uyangizwa manje.
Yebo, yebo, ngiyakuzwa, my friend.
What do you say finally, Jabu?
No, finally, my friend, I was still reflecting on the scripture you quoted. I think it was in the book of Micah.
Yeah, Micah 7:18, yes.
Yes, Micah 7:18. The last part that says, you do not stay angry forever.
Yeah.
So this is a door for even someone who feels condemned, feels lost, feels deserted, rejected, not wanted, that, you know, the Father is not angry forever. He says that you do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. He can't wait to show someone the mercy tonight. He can't wait for someone to experience his mercy tonight. So wherever you are, in the valleys or even in the struggles of this life, remember the mercy.
Yeah,
the mercy of the Father is waiting for you. The mercy of the Father is waiting to pardon you, is waiting to welcome you and really love you and embrace you and just show you the goodness of the Father. That's the mercy, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. I've already sent on the topic for next week. Because I'm a phone alwa nami, let me tell you, we'll be talking about fault finding. Unkulunkulu akubusise, siyabonga.
Siyabonga, my friend. Unkulunkulu akubusise kakhulu, ngiyakuthanda kakhulu nabalele bonke, nomfowethu Sipho nomfundisi Umotha.
Awuzweke, siyakuthanda nathi mfowethu. And amen. Let's go also and talk to uSipho Paulose. uSipho Paulose, let's see if we can get to uSipho Paulose. And then I asked you in Dava, Uguti, Uibona Ganjani. Let me see. Can't you go when you want Jan? I'm planning if I'm a phone and Zaganj, my daughter. How Uncle Siam? Let's see. Usipo, Uguti, Sizom Tolana. Assist again. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. We're touching base on the issue here, and that is the issue of the mercy of the Father. If you see passim tolling zodula, Sipho, welcome, welcome. Amazwa kokugcina, let me read a scripture for you now. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, through the Elohim's mercies we are not consumed because his compassion does not fail. His compassion does not fail. The mercy of the Father is the compassion of the Father that does not fail. That is why we are not consumed. What do you say?
Definitely it is from this. Look back, you see yourself, definitely should have gone and died long ago. But his mercy is even the punishment is it even something you I thank God to and Musa he speaks a better covenant before God's eye. That is
better
why I'm not going to as humbly the Lamantu Musa. Remember the parable to Sayen, the Samaria, Washan, about the Sangan, I was saying the man of the room priest, no leave. Samaria was here on that. Almost said to me, contributors, go and do the same. Utungurumetu is looking for mercy so that he can show to people. Let us go there and show the unmerited favor, the grace and the mercy of God to those people so that they can see how gracious and merciful is our God.
Wow, thank you so much. Sipho, next week we are talking about fault finding. Siyabonga, inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga. Inkosi kubusise Sipho.
Thank you, Mruti. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. And then, of course, let's talk to Mfundisi Motha just quickly there because I don't know what's happening with the phone, so I'm improvising. The upcoming one also it's something because I have to speak on the phone with the guest. So sizobona ukuthi kwenzakalani. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you say about the matter. That is 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of it. Right, I'm trying to connect Nomfundisi Motha. Nomfundisi Motha, ekugcineni, I'm reading Joel chapter 2, verses 13 says, so rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Elohim Yahuwah, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in kindness, and he relents from doing harm. This is the great kindness of the Father upon us, and a great kindness that invites us to his holiness. What do you say finally, Mruti Motha?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Indeed, that is a great kindness of the Father. Mm. He is tender-hearted. He loved us, even in times that we do not deserve. You know, when we speak of his mercy, when actually we're supposed to be getting punished, but he withholds that. So now the book that we just read, it encourages us that we let us return unto him because he is so gracious, he's so loving, he's so kindness, and let us come to him because only him can prevail life, only him can protect us, only him we have life, and only in him we have our being. So he loved us so much, and even today he's opening up his heart. Elithi zikaNkulunkulu ngimile ngiyanqonqoza ozongivumelela ngizongena ngihlale naye ngidle naye. That's how his love is. It is just overflowing. He loved us so much, and he need us to come back. He said in his word he will never forsake us, he will never leave us. So sometimes izinto esizenzayo zenza ukuthi sisuke ebukhoneni bakhe, but when we come back unto him, he is welcoming us. He loved us. He said in his word that I will have mercy on whom I choose to have mercy. You know, uNkulunkulu uyakhetha ukuthi angeke, my brother, and say, but God, you were so merciful to Pastor Ray. Why me?
Yeah.
Ingena on this punishment.
Yeah.
Because it is not by our own effort. You know, he is never obligated, my brother, to be merciful people to anybody, but he does that out of his compassion of his heart, and we cannot even force him to do that. But when we come to him, he is welcoming us, he's loving us, and hence I was saying earlier that we can never try to blackmail God. But to my brother, you did this, why for me?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, asibonge kakhulu. Yeah, wow. Asibonge kakhulu mfundisi wami, inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. Next week we are talking about fault finding. Thank you so much. Muruti.
My brother, thank you so much to you. Blessing to you and yours, and umfundisi Sipho as well as umfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalalela makhaya, ngiyanithanda kakhulu, uNkulunkulu anibusise.
Tuda. Rabah. Auzege, thank you so much. And then coming up next, it's a new segment on the show. And I trust that the Father will just do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. It's a new segment you will love.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.